Acceptance of Thoughts and Feelings Exercise. Mindfulness exercises are a way to learn that we cannot choose what comes into our minds and what we feel. We can only choose what we pay attention to and how we pay attention to internal events. The goal is for you to notice any thoughts and images and your emotional responses to such thoughts and images, just as they are. Bring some compassion and kindness to your private experiences by not arguing or struggling with them, and instead accepting them without judging them as good or bad. This is a concrete way of learning that anxiety is not the enemy. Simply noticing bodily sensations without trying to manage them is a difficult skill for individuals with anxiety disorders to learn, because it differs from the past control struggles you have engaged in when feeling anxious. Learning this skill will require daily practice. Remember that the purpose of this practice is to learn to observe and make you better at feeling. Its aim is not to make you feel different, better, relaxed, or calm. This may happen or it may not. Instead, the goal of this practice is for you to, as best as you can, bring a compassionate, kind awareness to each breath, to any sensations you detect, and to any thoughts or worries that come into your mind. You may initially experience some difficulty understanding the instructions and following them. Remember, you will become better at doing it with continued practice. First, I would like to ask your permission to do an experiential exercise. Are you willing to do that? If so, go ahead and get in a comfortable position in your chair. Sit upright with your feet flat on the floor, your arms and legs uncrossed, and your hands resting in your lap, palms up or down, whichever is more comfortable. Allow your eyes to close gently. Take a few moments to get in touch with the movement of your breath and the sensations in your body. Bring your awareness to the physical sensations in your body, especially to the sensations of touch or pressure, where your body makes contact with the chair or floor. Now, slowly bring your attention to the gentle rising and falling of your breath in your chest and belly, like ocean waves coming in and out. Your breath is always there. Notice its rhythm in your body. Notice each breath. Focus on each inhale and exhale. Notice the changing patterns of sensations in your belly as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Take a few moments to feel the physical sensations as you breathe in and as you breathe out. There is no need to try to control your breathing in any way. Simply let the breath breathe itself. As best you can, also bring this attitude of generous allowing and gentle acceptance to the rest of your experience. There is nothing to be fixed, no particular state to be achieved. As best as you can, simply allow your experience to be your experience, without needing it to be other than what it is. Sooner or later, your mind will wander away from the breath to other concerns, thoughts, worries, images, bodily sensations, planning, or daydreams, or it may just drift along. This is what minds do much of the time. When you notice that your mind has wandered, gently congratulate yourself. You have come back and are once more aware of your experience. You may want to acknowledge briefly where your mind has been. Ah, there's thinking or there's feeling. Then, gently escort your attention back to the sensations of the breath coming in and going out. As best you can, bring a quality of kindness and compassion to your awareness, perhaps seeing the repeated wanderings of your mind as opportunities to bring patience and gentle curiosity to your experience. When you become aware of bodily sensations and feelings, tension, or other intense sensations in a particular part of your body, just notice them, acknowledge their presence, and see if you can make space for them. Do not try to hold on to them or make them go away. See if you can open your heart and make some room for the discomfort, for the tension, for the anxiety, just allowing them to be there. Is there enough space in you to welcome in all of your experience? Watch the sensations change from moment to moment. Sometimes they grow stronger. Sometimes they stay the same. And sometimes they grow weaker. It does not matter. Breathe calmly into and out from the sensations of discomfort, imagining the breath moving into and out from that region of the body. Remember, your intention is not to make you feel better, but to get better at feeling. If you ever notice that you are unable to focus on your breathing because of intense physical sensations of discomfort in your body, let go of your focus on the breath and shift your focus to the place of discomfort. Gently direct your attention on and into the discomfort and stay with it, no matter how bad it seems. Take a look at it. What does it really feel like? Again, see if you can make room for the discomfort and allow it to be there. Are you willing to be with whatever you have? Along with physical sensations in your body, you may also notice thoughts about the sensations and thoughts about the thoughts. You may notice your mind coming up with evaluative labels such as dangerous or getting worse. If that happens, you can thank your mind for the label and return to the present experience as it is, not as your mind says it is. Noticing thoughts as thoughts, physical sensations as physical sensations, feelings as feelings. Nothing more, nothing less. To help you experience the difference between yourself and your thoughts and feelings, you can name thoughts and feelings as you notice them. For instance, if you notice you are worrying, silently say to yourself, "Worry, there is worry." Just observing worry and not judging yourself for having these thoughts and feelings. If you find yourself judging, just notice that and call it judging. There is judging. And observe that with a quality of kindness and compassion. You can do the same with other thoughts and feelings, and just name them as planning, reminiscing, longing, or whatever you experience. Label the thought or emotion and move on. Thoughts and feelings come and go in your mind and body. You are not what those thoughts and feelings say, no matter how persistent or intense they may be. As this time for formal practice comes to an end, gradually widen your attention to take in the sounds around you. Notice your surroundings, and slowly open your eyes with the intention to bring this awareness to the present moment and into